This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, year-round availability of E15 fuel remains a top priority for the ethanol industry, but also corn farmers. While we've spoken with ethanol groups in the past about how vital it is for domestic biofuels production, it's just as important to the grain markets that supply these fuels. In the case of ethanol, that means corn. Ensuring uninterrupted access to E15 nationwide helps drive consistent demand and price stability for one of America's most widely grown crops. We'll talk with the folks at the National Corn Growers Association next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Matt Ziegler is the Director of Public Policy and Renewable Fuels for the National Corn Growers Association. He says it's a positive step that President Trump approved an emergency summer waiver of E15. He says the temporary fix allows for uninterrupted sales throughout the busy summer driving season, and says while it's good news in the short term, farmers and fuel retailers still need a permanent solution.
It was a great announcement a few weeks ago from the EPA announcing emergency summer waivers for E15 broadly, and then E10 as well for 6 3/4 Midwest states. But yes, we are still looking to get a permanent legislative fix done this year, and we're hopeful that we can do that. We got a lot of good support in Congress and champions in the right spot. Just looking for a vehicle for that bill to move on.
Ziegler points to President Trump's continued commitment to expand markets for American ag products. He says ethanol production plays a key role in that effort by creating a reliable outlet for corn and other grains. According to Ziegler, it's one of the most effective ways to move more ag products into the marketplace while supporting rural economies.
The president says he would like to sell more agricultural products in the country domestically, and we know the fastest way to do that with corn grind is through biofuels. And so increasing blends of biofuels is the fastest way to sell more corn inside the United States.
Ziegler says that the renewable volume obligation, or RVOs, remains a waiting game that has stretched across two administrations. The Biden administration failed to finalize rules before leaving office, leaving a major gap in certainty for the biofuels industry. Now, the Trump administration has inherited this issue and is working through the process, but of course, they had to get new leadership settled in first.
Yeah, I think that there could be an announcement before the end of this month on RVOs, not certain, but EPA has been getting their ducks in a row, having stakeholder meetings for the better part of 2 months, and I think there should be an announcement relatively soon. Don't quote me on that. Could be soon.
Exactly. But this has been a situation we've been waiting for a little while on this. I mean, is there any indication? Obviously, when you have a new administration come in, you got to get everybody back up to speed. Is that primarily the holdup we've been seeing, or what's going on in EPA that's really got them dragging?
I think they're just trying to get it right. They've got good folks in there in the building. And, yeah, they want to get a 2-year rule out the door relatively soon, and I do think that happens.
As the conversation around E15 and RVOs continues, advocates stress that this is not just about supporting the ethanol industry. It's about standing up for America's corn producers. Farmers need stable, long-term demand to maintain profitability and plan for the future. A permanent solution for year-round E15 and timely RVO decisions are going to be critical pieces of that puzzle. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. Make sure you also sign up for our free daily e-newsletter that comes out Monday through Fridays at around 5 p.m. You can also find replays of Iowa Ag Matters, AM, PM, and much more all online at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.